before we go straight into your personal life, can you tell me a bit about Your Lawyer Ghana Limited and when it was established?
I think we started March 2009. That was when we started operation. But we had a license in July 2008 to operate as an oil marketing company. But then the operations, because of one or two problems, we were forced to wait until March 2009.
So before the birth of Union Oil Ghana Limited, where were you?
I've passed through a lot of cities. First and foremost, I was working at Elf Oil, which is now defunct, and that's been taken over by Total Oil. I was at Elf Oil. I rose through the ranks there and got to the position of Network Development Manager. From there, I worked as a general manager for sales and marketing at Danex Pharmaceuticals. I left Danex and joined Allied Oil as the general manager.
Okay.
So from Allied, I set up Union Oil.
So Union Oil was all you, or did you have any collaborations with friends to establish this?
No. I would say, basically, I formed with one friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is?
Solomon Ponoi.
Okay, and where is he now?
I think he's working with a different company now, yes.
Okay. Tell me a bit about your educational background.
From my elementary school?
Yes.
Okay, I schooled at... I finished my form for those days at Nkoko.
Okay.
I went to secondary school at Nkoko. I went to sixth form at Navongo Secondary School and entered the University of Ghana from there.
Okay.
After my first degree, I went to Norway.
What did you study at the University of Ghana?
BSc Admin, Accounting Option.
Okay. And then you went to Norway from there to study...
It was also administration.
Okay, so tell me a bit about your family. How growing up was like for you? And where were you residing then?
I've stayed at so many places.
Okay.
But most importantly, my father was a teacher. And so where he was, I was with him in most cases. But I stayed with a cousin of his at Nkoko. That was where I finished my elementary school. Then the rest of the time, most of the time, he was at Asante Achim. And where he went, so I was with him until I got to the sixth form, where I became a bit independent on my own, yes.
Okay. But did you face any form of hardship, any hassle, any struggle? How was it like?
Life in general. That was why I asked where you came from. From a typical rural setting, a lot of hardships. We have been a number and reading for cash, that kind of thing, by day. We have passed through all that.
How long did you do that for?
Oh, let me say, in my secondary school times.
Okay. Secondary. Do you have siblings?
Yes.
How many?
From my father's side is 30. My mother's side is 4.
Father's side and mother's side.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
My mother had 4.
Mother had 4.
It was 5-1. I just died in the youth. Yeah,
okay.
I think it was a mate of Kisi.
Oh, okay.
And Ajijit.
Okay. So, starting Union Oil. How did you acquire the capital?
That's the biggest question you are asking. It's a bit of a problem. You know, it is not easy I got the license all right, but the capital I had to fall on. Friends and small savings, especially in order to move, get my transportation, that kind of thing. I had to rely on my small savings to buy my personal car. But the rest, friends did help. But you don't normally get help from any bank in Ghana. If you are starting something, they will tell you they don't help startups.
But in their conventions, that's what it says. That you can come to them with business ideas and...
No. To be honest, when we started, mm-hmm. We were not getting any funding from any bank. Almost all the banks were telling us that they can't help. Especially, we needed a bank guarantee in order to lift products from the refinery at that time. And no bank was prepared to assist. Even though we had property from other people that we could use to support a facility, mm-hmm. we were not getting from the banks.
And all this period, were you already married?
Oh, I've got married long ago.
How long ago?
I should say about 30 years.
30 mm-hmm. years? Hey! So how is marriage now compared to then? Is there a difference or mm-hmm. is still the same vibe going on?
No. The answer to your question should be, if I had married the second one, then I would know the difference. But there hasn't been any change.
Okay.
I'm stuck to the one lady
okay.
that I had. Yes.
So what's her name? That's
Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what are your three biggest accomplishments in your career path?
Well, can I say, put it in this way? The fact that the company has been successful okay. for 2009 to date is a huge accomplishment. The second could be the fact that I've also contributed my quota to national development in terms of the payment of taxes
okay.
as well as the employment for people. I think we employ quite a number. And the third is that I've also been able to bring people up, same people. Some people have passed through my hands okay. to set up their own businesses, okay. that kind of, yes. So I would say these are my...
And what has been your biggest letdown? Like that one?
It's just trusting people. I think I would say my biggest blow was that I wholeheartedly trusted certain people that I shouldn't have.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you let me into the story a bit? Just one story.
Oh, that would be maybe for a customer. You come to you, mm-hmm. he is in need of help, you assist him, and once he's grounded, he forgets about you, and he might not even pay you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And those are issues. Like,
yeah, it happened. No, yes. But there are also people you work with. You assist them in time of their needs. Mm-hmm. And when you might not even be thinking that they have a grudge or anything against you, they can indirectly be working against
wow.
you. Yes.
So growing up, who was your role model?
That would be a difficult...
Who was your role model? Was it someone you looked up to in the oil sector or someone outside the oil sector? Because you did admin and you're now doing oil. Mm-hmm. So, who was your role model?
There are people I have known who have had some influence on me.
Okay.
Some were maybe teachers. I remember my O-level days, I had a teacher I liked very much. I think he was in the insurance industry. Then, coming up, I met people at the university,
okay.
some teaching assistant lecturers.
Okay.
But I would say my biggest influence, or person who has influenced me most, could be my father.
Your father?
Yes.
Why?
He taught me in class 1, and he taught me in class 6.
Okay. Interesting.
No, his lifestyle, he says he was then a simple teacher. He's still alive, though. Simple teacher. And he was not greedy.
Okay.
Yes, and he had a lot of influence on if I'm doing anything at all. He taught me a very useful lesson at my growing up stage. I think I was in classes. He taught me the law of karma. And it has had a very great influence on my life. He took me to a place, a wall, and he threw a tennis ball very hard. Then I had to dodge. I couldn't even catch it. Then he said, whatever you do comes back to you.
Wow.
In fact, it was the law of karma that has been my guiding principle in life. If I know I harm you, I know it is possible I'll get the payday,
one
sort
day.
Of, yes, one day. Yes.
So how many branches does Union have?
We have stations in our scenario. We have around 85 outlets.
85?
Spread across the country.
Wow. And how are these outlets performing?
Oh, they are in different categories.
Okay.
Some, most of them are franchise. They are using Union flags, Union signposts, whatnot. And they are not doing that bad.
Wow.
We have, I don't know how, initially when we started, we were doing very well. We had placed 5th, 6th. Before, I think now it will be 7th or 8th. In the whole industry.
In the whole industry?
Yes. There are 100 and something oil marketing companies.
Wow. So that's like for this year?
Oh, I think it comes out quarterly.
Okay.
I've not seen the recent one, but I know we have been 5th before, 6th. We have been 6th before. Yeah.
Okay. So how do you combine work and being a family man?
It should be very easy. My last kid is at the West Lagos.
Wow.
SS2.
Okay.
The one who came here, he comes after the one who he's at Lego.
Okay.
And one just finished KNUST.
Oh, okay.
And then my firstborn is a girl in London now.
Wow.
Yeah.
But when they were little, was it hectic?
It was a bit of a problem, but if you do not play around and you concentrate, you concentrate on your wife. Yes, but those days, even funding was a problem. You know, cash was a bit of a problem, but she understood because you don't get me using. Funding ladies or that kind of thing. So the lady, your wife will trust you. That's the key.
Okay. So let me come back to Union Oil. What do you think it would take for this company to be the number one in the oil sector?
Well, apart from hard work and dedication to duty, which we are striving hard to achieve, the most important thing is capital injection. Because the industry is like that, the big players have a lot of cash. We do have the Vivos, Shell, Gwe is having a lot of cash. Tuta is cash. So to be number one, you need a lot of cash inflow.
So, what has been like the best decision you've made for the company? Like, looking back, you'd be like, I'm proud I took that step. What would be that?
It's going to be difficult. So many decisions. But I think the best of maybe all decisions could be the fact that I went into my business, adopted a situation where you were in the rural areas more than the city, because honestly we were not having sufficient funds to buy land in Accra, Kumasi, that kind of thing. But when we decided that myself and Kisi, because we were more or less rural guys, we started off in the rural areas, and that I think has influenced, especially in my case, we went to the western region, Wasai area, to start off, and I think we made an influence there, and that it has been a very good decision.
Okay. Yeah. You've been mentioning Mr. Kisi, like twice in this interview. So what benefit do you think he has brought?
The issue is that we were friends and we were at the same place. We were working at ELF. And so based on the experience we gathered, he worked for Glory Oil, and later I worked for Allied. So when we joined our forces, we have been able to just push the company forward.
That you could apply for at this stage of your career, where would you apply?
It's going to be difficult to. I think even though I majored in accounting, I've come to like marketing very much. And in this oil business, marketing, I happen to enjoy working as a sales, or should I put it, sales representative. That was the way I started. And it's a job that I still enjoy, even though I have job, because I enjoy interacting with my customers.
So which other oil company would you say is your biggest competitor?
We are all competitors. It won't be any. You see, the problem now is if I have an outlet here, there's a Goil up there, there's a Sky up there. They compete. So it's not a direct it's like any place you put up a filling station, any oil marketing company that has a station there is your competitor. It's not like any business that you deal directly with them. In this particular case, we are is a station that will be competing.
Okay, so let me just calm down and just wrap this whole thing up. Let's say when you go on retirement and you're so old and so great that you can't work anymore, how would you want to be remembered?
I think I want to be remembered as having established a business that thrives, or that will be thriving. I don't just want that if I retire with the business. No, I retire and I would love to see the business going on, moving forward.
Okay.
Sort of, yes.
Okay, so any advice for the youth who look up to people like you out there?
The first advice I would like to give is that you've got to be patient in whatever you are doing. See, the problem I see the current youth of today is that most of them want cash, immediate cash. They do not have patience to work for the cash. But I think it will be better to work for cash, be patient. If your time will come, it will come. You need not strive so just to make ends and get money. No, if it is yours, it will come. Be patient.
Last question.
Oh, musicians?
Yes.
That is Zumba. Abachi Dede.
Mm-hmm.
Who again? Most of them, A.B. Cranston.
Mm-hmm.
Who again? I don't know about you, this is your current.
Sarkodie.
Yeah, Sarkodie, at Sarkodie.
Okay.
And the
last one
should be a gospel musician. I should have even named two gospel musicians. There's this lady, I think she was at the Greek department of labor.
Okay, so that would be all. Thank you very much.